football fans, and welcome to another edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Vikings Coaches Football Show. Hey, I'm Bill Frawley, and with me as always is Coach Laban Delay. Coach, how are you tonight?
We're doing great. Thank you, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. As I mentioned to you a minute ago, I'm doing this show from the most interesting place so far. I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Stanton, Texas Police Department because I'm driving across West Texas tonight, but I figured I better pull off to a safe spot to record the show.
It doesn't get much safer than there, so I think you're in good company.
I think so. Well, hey, let's talk football now. So, unfortunately, this past Friday night, down in Mansfield, the Vikings came up short against, though, what most people would at least say, arguably, if not definitely, it's the toughest team to play in the district at this point.
Yeah, Mansfield is 4-0 in district now, and we knew, you know, obviously, from playing him last year in the playoffs, we knew that the Brooks kid, you know, you commit, and then a corner receiver going to Notre Dame, and that they're a talented team and a well-coached team. So we knew that we had, you know, a chore in front of us, but at the same time, I felt like our kids were prepared, and, you know, we had a few miscues on defense that kind of, I don't want to say gave him a couple of touchdowns, but, you know, it was pretty easy for him. But we made him work, you know, for 3.5 quarters. I mean, it was a pretty tight ball game, and then we kind of got worn out. And, hats off to them. They did a great job. And what we have to do is rebound now.
Well, definitely so, and I think that's a good point. Y'all played an incredibly tough, at least 3.5 quarters, matching them score for score all the way through into the fourth quarter. And then, like I say, unfortunately, they just got two scores ahead, and that was the difference in the game. But really some outstanding contributions, again, on all parts of the team, offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah. Like I said, and our kids gave great effort. We just had a couple mental busts that, didn't take care of their responsibility, and he gave them a couple of easy ones, and then, you know, we had difficulty sustaining drives on offense, so they kept our defense out on the field a lot more than what we had liked for them to be. And so that running game from Mansfield kind of wore us a little bit. But, you know, the kids gave great effort. I thought that we played good in a lot of different phases, especially on the defensive side. So now we've got to just put it all back together, you know, all three phases. I mean, we need to come together and have a great outing this Friday.
Well, definitely so. And I think it's a very honest statement, not just being a Vikings fan myself, that on all aspects of the team, there was never any quitting on that Viking team. I mean, even when we were down by two scores, Chance Fuller and the rest of the offense, Rashad and Kendall Bird and the receivers, Matthew, all of them, they were ready to get at least another score if they possibly could. There was never just throwing their hands up in the air saying, okay, well, this one's over with and we're done.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons why I love all these kids, but that's one of them, is that for the most part, they just give great effort about everything they do. And they like each other, and it's really fun to coach these kids. And, again, they buy into the system, and even though they've had a few mental breakdowns here and there, I think that we're getting better at focusing, you know, each and every play. And that's what it takes, is we've got to have that Zoom focus each and every play, because when you're playing a team like Mansfield, a team like Arlington High, a team like Bowie, and, you know, all three of them will be playoff teams, that you've got to stay in tune to what your job is. And so what I told the kids after the game is that we can grow from this. And, yes, it was a loss, and obviously we'd like a win, but we can grow from this and turn it into a positive and learn from it and mature and press on. So we're excited about the opportunity to match up with Bowie this week.
Well, definitely so. And so let me ask you kind of a two-part question. You handle it however you want to. The first part would be, so what are some of the specific improvements you saw from the Arlington game, you know, about a week and a half ago as we record this, to the Mansfield game? And then what improvements are you looking for from the Mansfield game coming into the Bowie game this Friday night, if that all makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from Arlington to Bowie, know, there's areas that I thought we got better at converting or stopping our opponent on and converting third downs. And to go along with that, we've got to do another, we've got to improve on that as well. We've got to get the defense off the field on third down. You know, we struggled a little bit with Arlington High doing that, giving up some third and longs. We got them behind the chains early in the downs. I thought this week we did a little bit better job, but we can still improve in that area. Offensively, you know, or I'll go special teams first. We gave up a fake punt, and we had one decent return on kickoff, but I thought throughout all the special teams this past week against Mansfield that we improved. You know, we're solid, and we changed a couple of things up. Coach Barton did a good job of changing a couple of things up, but I thought that we improved in special teams. And then offensively, we just got to find consistency. You know, we were able to run the ball at times at Arlington High and pass very effectively. And then last week, the run game got shut down a little bit, so our offensive line has to improve from that area and also give chance and opportunity to throw. You know, sometimes he got pushed out of the pocket a little bit quicker than what he would like to, what we'd like him to. But so, you know, there's always areas to improve on. But those are the big things defensively that, you know, get down, get off the field on third down, special team, stay solid and not give up anything and flip the field. And then offensively get our run game attack back going.
Well, that's great. I was at that Mansfield game, enjoyed watching the game again, quite an entertaining event. And a couple of things I got to point out that I was really interested in and found fascinating. One is, speaking of special teams, I noticed Caden Hadali getting in there on a couple of key kickoffs on the kickoff coverage team. And I know he's kind of second-string quarterback, but, man, I know his heart is into everything football, and he's dying to get out there and make a presence on the field. And I think he really did that on Friday night with a couple of key kickoff return tackles.
Yeah, absolutely. you know, and early on when we had some injuries defensively, we even thought about bringing Caden over and working some defense. And I kind of tapped the brakes. I'll be honest with me. I tapped the brakes. I considered it. And he came over with us for one day or for one practice. And, you know, we would be in a bind if something happened to Chance and Caden was on one side of the ball and didn't get the reps that he needed to be effective. You know, to Caden's credit, we put him on special teams, and you're absolutely right. He went down there and made two great tackles, hard hits on kickoff coverage, and it's good to see him excel in other areas whenever, you know, he's not playing quarterback. So, as you mentioned, he's just a ball player, and we're excited that he's a Viking.
Well, definitely so. Okay, the other thing that I was enjoying a lot, I was sitting on the 50-yard line, just up kind of in what might be called the second level, right behind your wife, Kelly, and the rest of the coaches' wives. And it was so much fun. I've seen her at the games before from a distance, but she is so into football. You are blessed and fortunate, and really the school is to have, you know, a coach's wife who is as into it as she is. It was just fun. I don't think her cowbell got a rest during the game. And she is just a spirited fan all the way around. And I just had to point out, enjoyed sitting near her and the rest of the coaches' wives and families.
Yeah, and, you know, right, it's funny that you mentioned that, because right before we got connected, she said, "Now tell Bill that I apologize if I embarrassed him a little bit too much by being so loud." But, you know, she's been at it for 16 years. We've been married for 16 years now, and I am blessed. I say it all the time that I outkick my coverage whenever I married Kelly. Because she, you know, it takes a special person to, you know, be married to a coach because of all the time, especially head coach, all the time that I'm away from home, and she's bringing the kids up to me so they can see me and spend time with me. And, you know, a lot of times she probably feels like a single mother by carting everybody around where they need to get to. So I am truly blessed, and she is a great coach's wife.
Definitely so. And if she did say anything about tell Bill if I embarrass him, well, here's what I always tell my wife, because I will do and say silly things. my theory is you can only embarrass yourself, and she was not an embarrassment at all. She added a lot of things. So I don't know if she'll listen to this show or not, but please tell her I said that. If not, so.
As soon as Jay Ryan plugs it in, she's listening to it. She listens to it every week, so she'll hear it.
Good deal. Excellent. So, okay, well, here, this coming Friday night, Lamar does host the Bowie Volunteers at Cravens Field. 7:30 is the kickoff. We are going to be doing a broadcast of the game over the Internet, and we're excited about that. So we need a big set of Viking fans to fill the home stands and cheer this team on to victory to continue the march toward the playoffs.
That's right.
Any thoughts, Coach?
And I'll add one thing, Bill. You know, the student body has been really good at home in regards to building a Viking tunnel. We'll come out of the locker room about 7:22, and it is so great for our kids, our players, to come out and see all the fan support. You know, it's moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandpas, grandmas, the little kids, and then our student body. So I just encourage everybody to be part of that Viking tunnel, and then after we go through it, then get up in the stands and ring your cowbells and scream and holler and do everything you can to cheer those guys on to victory and just give us a really good home crowd support.
Definitely so, and I'm glad you brought that up because that is a great tradition you've brought over to Lamar High School. And being an away game, because at home I'm usually up in the booth by the time things are getting going, I actually got to be a part of that spirit tunnel over at Mansfield, and that was fun part of that evening to be able to do that. So thank you, Coach, for bringing that to the school. And thank you in advance, students, for coming out, and everyone else for coming out and support. And get there early, yell loud, and stay late, and cheer the Vikings on to victory. Well, until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.